the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Sisters, previously we discussed the concept of supplication by having a look at the different traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. What we concluded was basically the fact that supplication is made up of different constituents. The very first one is the kind of attraction, the kind of connection which is established between the supplicant and the Almighty Allah. And we had to change our spectacles, to change our views upon what supplication is, and we try to change that through set of traditions. Supplication is a kind of acceptance itself, and we said that it is a treasure exposed to the believers, to the servants, whether it is answered or not. Despite the fact that it may be answered or not, supplication is a great asset. It is a great virtue by itself. If we ponder over this issue of supplication carefully, we will understand that supplication is a kind of acceptance. So, for each supplication, when we understand this, in fact, there are two kinds of acceptance. One is giving the chance to a supplicant to engage in the supplication in the first place, and the other one is the acceptance of the supplication by Almighty Allah after it is uttered. So it can be said that man will not be given this chance unless the conditions are favorable. This is because the mere fact that he has the chance to involve in a supplication is a great blessing. Lack of engagement in supplication is due to one's previous negligence. And this is a chance, this is a kind of asset that the Almighty Allah has provided for the servants. What other kind of Lord can you count that allows you, as the low, destitute, having distressed, most of the time depressed, negligent, and disobedient servants to call unto him whenever they want to? I assume there can be no kind of Lord this way. So the one who lacks engagement in supplication is because of his own negligence. Regarding this issue, there are numerous evidences from the infallible imams that some of them have emphasized this topic. The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَجِيبَ لِعَبْدٍ أَذِنَ لَهُ فِي الدُّعَاءِ. If Allah wills to respond to a servant, he will allow him to invoke him. This means that supplication is a kind of acceptance itself. The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has elsewhere stated, مَنْ فُتِحَ لَهُ مِنْكُمْ بَابُ الدُّعَاءِ فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ. If the door of supplication is open to one of you, the door of mercy will be open to him. This means that supplication equals mercy itself. The infallible imams have repeatedly referred to the same meaning.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va asr. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, what we have basically stated, what we have concluded up to now, is that supplication is itself a kind of mercy. It is itself a kind of chance. It is a kind of great asset that the Almighty Allah has provided for the servants. Now, what we, as the servants, are mainly supposed and recommended, highly recommended to do, is asking Allah to be given this chance of supplication. Because, as we said, lacking of engagement in this kind of supplication comes from the ignorance, comes from the negligence of the servants. Because Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, "Allahumma ja'alni asulu bika 'inda ad-darura." O Allah, let me resort to you when being afflicted. وَأَسْأَلُكَ عِنْدَ الْحَاجَةِ. When I'm afflicted with a calamity, let me resort to you. وَأَتَضَرَّعُ إِلَيْكَ عِنْدَ الْمَسْكَنَةِ. I ask, let me ask you when being in need and invoke you when being helpless. And he continues, O Allah, do not try me by letting me resort to other than you. وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي بِالِاسْتِعَانَةِ بِغَيْرِكَ. إِذَا اضْطُرِرْتَ. When I'm being compelled. وَلَا بِالْخُضُوءِ لِسُؤَالِ غَيْرِكَ إِذَا افْتَقَرْتَ. Nor submit to other than you when being poor, and not invoke other than you when being frightened. Lest I will deserve by that your humiliation and your turning away from me. So this is the one that we said earlier. It happens that in the difficult situations, sometimes the servants forget about this great asset. After suffering a lot of hardships, only they realize that they have provided, they have got this kind of great asset. But the real success, as we said earlier, is obtained when the person is initially engaging in supplication at the time of being distressed. This is the grind of great asset. And this is a victory. This is asking the Almighty Allah to be given the chance of supplication. And we must and always be asking Him of this chance. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.